us at hempusa.org.
Ever hear of anyone named Neil Abercrombie? If you haven't, I'm going to introduce you to him in just a few seconds here. Certainly you know the name Bloomberg, right? Mayor Bloomberg, with an ego as big as the size of the city that he rules over, has now taken it on the chin thanks to snow removal and a comedy of errors when it comes to rescuing people who were trapped in Brooklyn, including one woman who gave birth and later the baby died because they could not respond after 9-10 hours to get to her, and it was too late by the time they did. Hope you're having a great holiday week. For those of you who've taken some time off to chill with the family, the posse, whatever. Whatever it is that you're doing. And getting ready for 2011. I almost had to stop myself because I was thinking in my head 2012 and the politics of it all. And speaking of politics, it's going to be interesting in the next couple of weeks because we're going to go to Washington, D.C. for a couple of days and get more on health care reform. You know, now there's the big push to repeal and what it is that might work in healthcare reform and what is totally not going to work in healthcare reform. And if there is a repeal, what will some of the compromises be? So looking forward to that, to taking ATN out to yet another city. This time it is the capital city. And as you know, on each and every show, we started doing this a couple of weeks ago, we have folks that are there in the capital reporting as things go down for us here on America Tonight. So it's been pretty interesting. It's going to be an interesting year, and the build-up to 2012 will be fun to watch, to see what happens with the current president, to see what happens with the Republicans, who ultimately ends up getting the nod. But let me introduce you first to Neil Abercrombie. He is the newly elected governor of Hawaii, who has decided that he is going to settle this dispute, this tug of war, over the birther conspiracy, over the birth certificate of Barack Obama, the president, because he hasn't produced one. And there's that crazy long-running deal, the long-form certificate. So some people feel that this guy is an idiot for even bringing this up, because he's never going to win the argument, because the birthers are great conspiracy theory people who are just going to keep kicking it back up no matter what you show them. Others think, why not show it? So here's my take. Why even go down this path? First of all, he made a mistake in opening it up, because I don't believe that the administration knew. I think he's got excited. He got elected. He's tight with Obama. And he was sick of all the nonsense, and he decided he was going to take this issue on, because in Hawaii, they get tons of phone calls about it. They get a lot of reporters, a lot of different type of people asking for their certificate, and it's private. They're not going to produce it. It's not going to be a public record. So he's saying he wants to do that. And the White House is saying, I think behind closed doors, that these people are nuts and I don't care. We're not going to win. It's too crazy. There's no consequence. There's nothing we can win here. So we're not going to do it, because it's a fool's errand. And you're not going to win this battle no matter what you produce. You produce a real birth certificate and people still aren't going to buy it. They're not going to buy it. And here's the thing I think. All anyone is saying, because now you even have the left of left, Chris Matthews saying, produce the birth certificate, because he's opened this discussion up again. So I say now just produce it. It's not a hard thing to do. Has anyone ever had to get a birth certificate out there? I've had to do that. God, with all the places I've moved around and shuffled around, the one thing I can always count on that I don't lose is my golf clubs. Other than that, who knows where the documentation goes? I've been better lately. But, I mean, jokingly I'm saying that, but you know how it is. You've got stuff. You're looking around for it. Things pile up. You think you put it in your safe place, but your safe place isn't safe, and you've somehow lost things like a birth certificate. So anyway, I've had to get copies of it and all that kind of stuff, and I'm sure some of you have had to do that too if you've ever gotten a passport. So at this point, they might as well just put the thing out there. They might as well just take the bait, put the thing out there, and put the documentation out, unless there's some other crazy thing going on here. So Abercrombie is the guy who has coaxed this out into the spotlight again. So clear it up then. Just clear it up and let's see. If there's nothing there, clear the thing up and let's move on from this instead of going round and round in a circle over and over and over again. It makes, you know, no sense to me. All right, let's go to Dale in Illinois right at the top. Hey, Dale, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. This Florida governor, Hawaii,
Hawaii
governor.
Yeah.
I don't know why this guy would bring this up. Now.
I don't either. I think it's, in a way, I think it's hilarious because I guarantee, I would love to be a fly on the wall. I guarantee they want to wring his neck.
I'm sure the president would dispatch him to the trunk of somebody's car when he leaves the meeting with the president. Hey, how many bowl games do we have now?
Oh my gosh! There, you know how many bowl games we have? We've got like 35 bowl games.
Jeez. Well, that Missouri Iowa game was pretty good.
It was good.
But yeah. We need the Delaney Bowl.
The Delaney Bowl. Yes, thank you. We need playoffs. We need playoffs
yes.
in college football. And use the bowls. You can still use the top bowls or work them in there. Because, you know, the problem is that when it comes to college football, who is the mafia of college football? Then you know who that is. Right?
You mean a team?
No. Who lays down the law in college football besides
NCAA,
the schools?
NCAA.
Yeah. NCAA. Thank you. I knew you got it. I wouldn't have put you on the spot. So, yeah, they're fools. They're idiots. And they trip over themselves. They'll go after one kid for one thing, don't do something on another in another case. And their focus is all about the money anyway. So they need to come up with a playoff. They need to do it.
Well, I think it would even further popularize college football.
I do too.
Not that it isn't popular now, but one other thing. Let me change subject here a second, Kate. I was watching a PBS show last night that, if I understand it correctly, the state of California is already beginning to implement some of the Obamacare policies.
They are.
That they're going to start paying the physicians less, the hospitals less, and then they're going to come to us and want a bailout. Does everybody up there smoke marijuana? I mean,
everybody but the Clintons.
Well,
yes.
You know they're going to come to us taxpayers and want to pay that money.
I know, and I really feel for the people of California because there's a big place in my heart for California. I love living there. I loved my time in California, and it's just gotten so crazy with what they've done to the people in that state. And you're absolutely right. That's why we're going to Washington. We're going to try to figure out and rip the lid off of what is really happening with this health insurance policy, because that's what it is, health insurance law. Stay with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LASIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 29th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1406.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1442.38, 721.19 for a half ounce, and 360.60 for a quarter ounce. That's 1442.38, 721.19, or 360.60.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Over the place, not just here in the United States. You know, I was talking about what happened in the East Coast, and everybody's focusing on New York, of course. We know what just happened in California and still is continuing to happen. But what about the land down under? Boy, they've had some horrific weather, and we're talking about floods in some areas. So we're going to go to Australia, one of my favorite new people that I've met in my life. Thanks to the Pal Talk folks, Jack Alexander is in Australia, and he pops on America Tonight with us now. Hey, Jack, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, Kate. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Tell us about what's the deal, because I'm kind of unclear on that. What's the deal with the floods in Australia? It's not all of Australia, but what happened and how bad was it?
The floods are pretty bad, given that in the tropical part of Australia we don't have like the four seasons like they do down in the south. In the tropics, it's the wet season and it's the dry season, and summer's usually the wet season. So flooding is fairly standard this time of year in the far north of the country. But every now and then you get some odd weather, and it's gotten to the point where my old stomping ground of Rockhampton has been cut off. There's no roads in or out. The rail yards are, and the airport is just inches away from being cut. The sewer treatment plants are just about to shut down because they're getting inundated.
Mm.
So, and they've evacuated one of the central Queensland towns of Theodore. It now has a total population of 6 police officers. They've completely evacuated the town.
Wow. Wow. So that's bad stuff. And like you said, so that's, it's not unusual. The rains, it's just what happens. It's just like in California, it's just like the snow, it's craziness with the snow in the Northeast. You can get a nor'easter, but it's the reaction and what you have to do and how you get people from point A to point B. You know, the biggest, Australia just got put on the map a couple of weeks ago thanks to Oprah Winfrey, who took a whole gaggle of people over there. Was that really a big deal in Australia, Jack, where they're, you know, were all the papers touting her visit and whatnot?
I think she got more coverage than when the royal family tours. Oprah was a massive thing here. I don't know whether it was the just the fact that it was her final year and her being one of the highest paid entertainers in the world, if not the highest paid entertainer in the world. It was certainly a big deal. It was a collaboration with Tourism Australia and Qantas to really sell Australia. You know, with the financial crisis the way it is and our dollar performing so strongly, it's an effort to bring more people here. But then, sadly, we get these floods in some of the most beautiful areas. And, you know, I grew up in Rockhampton. It's one of the closest points to the Great Barrier Reef where you can get out and see all this beautiful area. You just can't get into it now.
Oh, yeah, so that's bad. So because you would, I didn't even think of that. It's, of course, tourists wouldn't be able to make their way there whatsoever. Sydney, I said Melbourne and Sydney, the two big areas that Americans, anyway, people who haven't been to Australia, it's the two cities, it's always talked about. Is there a rivalry between the two cities or no?
Massive rivalry.
I love it. So why is Melbourne...
When it comes to the arts, everything like that, both major cities, and I now live about an hour outside of Melbourne, which area-wise is about the size of Los Angeles, just with 3 million people in it, not 16 million like LA. But, you know, there's this constant poaching of sporting events and arts events between the cities when there's major sporting competitions like the Aussie Rules Grand Final, especially if there's a New South Wales team in there. The premiers of both states will get up and make public bets to donate to some charity over it. It's massive, the rivalry that's there.
And so, and the cities themselves, what's the big difference between the two cities? What's the big difference between Melbourne and Sydney?
Well, Sydney was essentially where Australia was born.
Mm-hmm.
The first fleet when the English decided to dump all their criminals here, originally set up in Botany Bay, then moved around into Sydney Harbour. So it's our premier city, and it's what most people think of when they think of Australia. They think of Sydney Harbour, they think of Sydney Opera House, the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and the beaches around Sydney, like Manly and Bondi. Melbourne is a little bit quieter. It's more of an artsy business sort of orientation. Most of the big Broadway shows, when they come to Australia, they open in Melbourne first. It's also seen more as the sporting capital as well. We've got five massive arenas here, and it's also where the Olympic Games were the first Olympic Games in Australia were held back in 1956. The second time Australia had the Olympics in 2000, they were in Sydney.
Yeah, no kidding. How much do Australians pay attention to what's going on in the good old USA?
It depends on the issue. Politics, not so much. The business and financial aspects, more so. Some of the sport aspects, given Sav Rocca is a kicker who plays, I think he's in your Philadelphia Eagles. He's your dedicated punt kicker.
Punter, yeah.
We've also got Marcus Ambrose, who is now in the sprint, in the NASCAR Sprint Series. Series, being a race car legend here. So sort of like the sporting sort of stuff, yeah. You know, Greg Norman being a famous Australian as well, who's based there. So it's sort of more the sport and maybe the business aspects of things, because, you know, as Wall Street goes and American finance and so on, really does affect how things work here in Australia.
Yeah. You know, Greg Norman, great guy. Met Norman once at some golf event, but Americans weren't happy with Greg Norman with the whole deal with Chrissy Evert.
I could understand how Chris Evert, you know, that whole thing would sort of push people the wrong way. Much in the same way when Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman got divorced. You couldn't give away anything with Tom Cruise on it here.
I love it. That's a great comparison. Well, Jack, try to stay dry there, and thanks for popping on America tonight.
You're welcome.
And, Jack, we should say, it's like I mentioned, you can go to our website and click on Pal Talk, and you can watch us stream the show live. That's how we were introduced to Jack Alexander on this show. I used to date an Australian guy, nicest guy in the world, and he was a big-time golfer. And let me tell you, those Australian guys, there's the whole thing with the governor of Pennsylvania talking about how we're a nation of wussies because we wouldn't play in the snow. They are manly men in Australia. He would stick a hot poker in my back. He was a scratch golfer. And when we would go out, only once we went out and play, but when we went out to play, and he gave me a couple lessons, we went out to play, oh, he was all over me like white on rice. You better hit the ball correctly because it doesn't represent you well. Because I've never felt so much pressure. I'm not a sweater, and I was like sweating when I played golf with him. And he's like, you know, in Australia, we don't suffer that very well, so there's no joking around. I was like, joking around? I thought that's what Australians were known for. All right, so we're not joking around. We still have a nail the score, and that's coming up on Thursday. Yes, we are doing a Thursday show. Do you believe it? In our next show, we will be doing Nail the Score in our third hour. We have had one winner, Chris in Connecticut. Maybe you're going to be our second winner. We'll do it through the regular season and then into the playoffs. But just kind of a side note on something I read. You know, it's all about the ratings because it's the follow the money theory. So Monday Night Football on ESPN, which I'm not a great big fan of ESPN's coverage of that. But anyway, I do watch. But Monday Night Football ratings, 19.1 million viewers this past week. Well, of course, they had the better matchup, the Saints and the Falcons, and that was the wrap-up of Monday Night Football. 41 seasons they've been doing Monday Night Football. That game was the highest rated and most watched since ESPN took over doing the games from ABC in 2006. It was also the most watched cable series for a fifth consecutive year, averaging, how many did I read, 14 million viewers over 17 broadcasts that they had. So 14 million. They got to be happy with that. I guess the guys who were doing Monday Night Football have to feel like their job is pretty secure. I don't know why. I know it's the same network, but I liked it better when it was on ABC versus ESPN. And I'm not crazy about some of the people in the booth. I like Jaws. Jaws is good. I like Gruden, so, you know, kind of do the math. Stay with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today. On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
So how are those resolutions going for all of you out there? I got a page here, and if you're looking at that page, it's blank. Resolutions are tough. I mean, it's the same thing. I put a little poll on my website if you go to americatonight.net. What is it? Everybody wants to get in shape. Everybody wants six-pack abs. They want to look great. And they want to make money and have a great job and have a happy life or whatever. What are your resolutions? Resolutions, the problem with resolutions is, are you going to keep them? You know, everybody you have that, and people that we've mixed in, you know, the past two nights we've had on terrorism experts, and we've been talking about that whole thing about looking at body language, and we did that with Dr. Rail, and he was terrific, and he's been all over the world, and he helps the police in countries, you know, far and wide. And then we talked to another guy who was terrific, too, and it was a pollster in Afghanistan and taking polls actually all over the world, but focusing on Afghanistan as to what the reaction is to the U.S. and all that sort of stuff. But we also lighten the load here. And everybody that we've had on that we've mixed in this past year on some positive optimism, how to get where you're going, how to make $1 zillion or just be standing on your own 2 feet or whatever, they always say the same thing, don't they? They always want you to have a to-do list kind of thing, a goal deal. But I think sometimes when people do that, it's, you know, it's mind over matter. And I think sometimes the list can be intimidating, or you don't even pay attention to it. You write it down and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then you never do it. It's just something that you've scribbled out, but you're not really focused on attacking it. So I'm kind of the anti-resolution person. It's fun to do them, but do you really ever stick to them in the first place? So I wouldn't sweat it out if you don't care about resolutions, because I don't know that people stick with them anyway. You probably end up with these blank pages. We all walk around with Blackberries and iPhones anyway, so if we have something written down, it's probably going to be on this. Do many people use ink and paper? How many letters do you get? I mean, everything used to be through the mail, right? Now nothing. I mean, how many people? That's why the post office is struggling big time, because they don't have people that are mailing things as much. Although I did get in a post office line the other day, and there were people mailing up some packages still after the holidays. We were just talking to Jack in Australia, and he was talking about floods, and was talking about dealing with that and some very beautiful areas in Australia. And the people in California have really had it rough. I mean, they've had it rough this past month, actually. And once again, there are more storms that they're dealing with. And this time, too, they're also dealing with some pretty unseasonably cold weather. They're not used to that. You know, that whole deal about never rains in Southern California, well, that's a myth, obviously. And also that it never gets really cold. That's not true, especially in Northern California. But in Southern California, it can get cold. It's unusual, but it can get cold. So some people have been caught off guard with that. Anyway, here's what the average Joe on the street had to say about the California storm.
Workers have done an incredible job. They've been working night and day to make sure the hillside's secure. Them doing that makes me feel safe.
It's been hectic. I mean, people in the backyard all day, and we don't know if the mud's coming down, and it's been pretty bad.
Everything that they have done here has been amazing. They're saving the houses. Everything's draining the way it's supposed to be. I mean, the resources that have been brought in, we can't thank them enough.
There you go. It's a tale of two different places. In California, they're saying how great the workers are, how incredible they are, what they've done. And in New York, they're saying, screw the mayor. He's killing us. He killed us during this blizzard. And it's his fault because the city was a mess and there was no planning. So two different things, the mud and the snow, and the reaction, very, very different. All right, this is a big story that we've talked about a ton. As I mentioned, we just had a couple of terrorism experts on. In Denmark, they were very happy to release the story that they stopped a terrorist attack, maybe hours before it was supposed to start on Wednesday. They picked up five guys who were planning to shoot as many people as possible in a building, a Copenhagen building that happened to house the newsroom of the paper that published the cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. So they were picked up in Copenhagen, and it included a man from Lebanon, an Iraqi guy who was looking for asylum, and a Swedish guy from a group from a from a group who was arrested in Sweden, and they actually picked up a submachine gun, a silencer, and ammunition. Boy, that's... Can you imagine? It would have just blown away a bunch of people. Think of a submachine gun. Well, any of that stuff that they had. Who knows how many people they could have ended up cutting down. So they stopped it, and they arrested them when they were leaving the apartment in Copenhagen. They were they think they were actually headed out to do it, to start randomly killing people. So they cut them down before they were able to do it. And they're describing the people that they stopped as these militant Islamists with relationships to some terror networks. So they even say specifically Al-Qaeda or Taliban, which, although it wouldn't be Taliban, or other networks. They just said they were militant Islamists, and they were doing surveillance on them for months. They got in, and they followed a car that was rented by the three guys from Stockholm to the border on a Tuesday, and they knew the weapons were in the car. They knew they had them. And the assault was supposed to happen sometime before the weekend, and they believe it would have been similar to Mumbai. Remember what happened a couple of years ago? 166 people, that was awful, were killed, and they were going to try to get themselves on the map and do the same thing. And for the most part, they were guys in their 20s. There was one that was in his 40s. But the key thing here is they were able to get them. You know, who would think, you think about this, the 12 cartoons that were about the Prophet Muhammad that were published, now this has been since 2005, the reaction to that and the reaction, when I say the reaction to that, the reaction across the world, but the reaction for the cartoonist, how he lives in fear. He's got a safe room, a panic room to go to because he's not safe. He's not safe since he did those cartoons. And the drawings were reprinted in a lot of Western media, and that's really where it got even dicier because, of course, Islamic law doesn't allow any kind of depiction of the Prophet, even if it's favorable, because they think that then the Prophet becomes an idol. But how crazy is that over some cartoons, how far this has gone? But just ask the cartoonist, and it's serious stuff. And they were willing to do this, and they were going to do it in the name of, okay, you jacked with us 5 years ago, and here we go. Remember, in 2008 also, in Islamabad, of course, Islamabad, not a terrifically safe place in Pakistan, was targeted by a car bomb that ended up killing six people. And this is the concern, this is the worry, the attacks, the threats. They've had incredible security in Denmark, because that's the deal with Denmark. We're a happy, happy people, open, free, personal freedoms. So they don't want to have that squashed because of this. And that crazy, you know, the newspaper has metal fences and guards at every single entrance. They didn't have that before. The mail is scanned. The newspaper staff has ID cards to get in the building and the other floors. The workers are worried. The workers are worried, and they're worried for their families. They're worried at how far this will go. And now here's a reason why they should be worried, because look what just happened there. And this threat is real. Trust me, Denmark has over 200,000 Muslims. Of course, it's a country of 5.5 million people total, and they've got a nationalist party that has probably started to impose. I know they have. They started to put out some regulation on immigration because of the concern. In Sweden, neighboring country, they've got 300,000 Muslims, so it's predominantly Christian as well, but they've got much more people are living there than in Denmark. They've got 9 million plus, and they don't, the Muslims don't have a big nationalist presence there, but there is always concern, and this, a lot of this stems from what happened to the, like I said, to the cartoonists. And good for them for thwarting it. I mean, good for them for doing it. I mean, fanaticism is fanaticism, period, in any religion. And boy, we're seeing more and more of it in Islam, that's for certain. And there are a lot of religious fanatics, to be certain, in a lot of the nooks and crannies across the globe, but this has got to be one of the worst, and I'm glad they were able to stop them before a lot of innocent people were gunned down. Coming up, we've got We Can Count.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Another. That's where we start with on We Can Count. How about the story of this waitress who actually returned the money to the customer? How much money was it? $1,200. That's a lot of coin. Here's what happened. There was a customer who left cash on the table. She waited on the guy, and it was a bunch of $100 bills and a couple of 20s that were kind of in a bank envelope. And it was just a barbecue place. And the waitress's name, I'm going to say her name, was Trisha Ayers. And she said she thought it was crazy that somebody left that. So she returned the money to the customer who thought his money for Christmas presents was gone because he was discombobulated. He put the envelope out on the table, and she could have taken it. Who would have known? And I'm sure she could have used $1,200, but she didn't do that, so good for her. Karma can be a you-know-what. And in this case, it's nice to know that there are some really decent, honest-type people that are still floating around, and one of them is in Ohio, because she hunted him down, found him, made sure that he was going to get his money and have the money to use. She didn't know what it was for, but had the money to use for his Christmas presents. All right, we move from that happy story to this one in Jackson, Mississippi. For 16 years, check this out. This is a great story, too. There were two sisters, Jamie and Gladys Scott, and they shared, unfortunately, time behind bars for what they did in an armed robbery. Now they're going to share a kidney. Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour suspended the sisters, both of them, life sentences on Wednesday. So, but 36-year-old Gladys's release is contingent on one thing. Her sister, her kidney. She's going to give her kidney to her sister because her sister has dialysis. She has daily dialysis. Here's what happened. They were convicted back in the mid-90s of leading two guys into an ambush in central Mississippi the year before. The teenagers hit each guy in the head with a shotgun, took their wallets, and made off with just $11. Boy, that's a pathetic story, isn't it, in a way? So the two of them were convicted of two counts of armed robbery, and they got two life sentences. And you heard what I said? They were kids when that happened, for $11. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's excessive. Does anyone else think those sentences were excessive? Hello, yes. But regardless, now finally, that's it. They're done. Give the kidney up, and that's it. And so now they got some traction here. The Mississippi Parole Board took another look at the case, and they were eligible to roll in 2014. But good for the governor, who said, look, they're not a threat to society. And the medical condition is costing the state a lot of money. You know, forget about that. The money. And so now that they're going to do that, I think there's a happy ending in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. How about BP and all the costs to clean up the spill? And apparently with the financial liability that's hanging in the balance, remember, there's all kinds of numbers that were floating around in the summer, and we went down to Mississippi to take a look at the oil spill and what was happening there. But the estimates over the summer, like Goldman Sachs was saying that it'd be $200 billion, but it doesn't look that way. The worst oil spill in U.S. history, it looks like, for as far as how much it's going to have to, they're going to have to generate cash flow-wise, they're saying $26 billion. And because partially, at least of what we know, the environmental impact wasn't as bad as they originally thought. Boy, that seems odd to even say that, doesn't it? So BP cut its dividend. You know, you get those dividend checks at the end of the year if you had BP stock. They issued some debt. They sold more than $21 billion in assets. So it turned out to not be as unmanageable as was originally being talked about. In the end, it wasn't $200 billion after all. All right, this story, there's no way around it, is not a happy story. This story is a sad story, but there is a tale, a lesson, or whatever in the middle of this. This whole thing with natural gas, where we saw that neighborhood in California that was ripped up by the gas explosion, it has a lot of people worried about what's underneath. Isn't it about time that people start to think about that? So they pulled out two bodies from a furniture store that exploded, and they believe it was natural gas was the cause from this. It just leveled the store. They searched for 12 hours. looking for people, trying to find anybody, see if anybody was alive. They're lucky that there weren't people in the store, but they recovered the bodies of a salesman and a worker who were leveled by that gas line, the natural gas explosion. They had to bring dogs in to actually find them. And the store was about 15 miles or so, give or take, from Detroit. And it's just extraordinary that there, like I said, there weren't more people in the store. And that didn't happen. If it a different time of day, there could have been worse, because it happened at 9 in the morning. So you had this furniture store that was basically reduced to a pile of wood, and they could see, you know, that blast was so brutal that there were windows just blown out up and down the street. And I think the scare is now natural gas. And like I said, what lies beneath? How are the lines checked? And now we've seen this happen a couple of different times, and where people have been killed in this. And I have to be honest, when you're a homeowner, now suddenly you're starting to think about this. Well, when was the last time the city really looked at what was underneath, and was anything eroding like in California, where the pipes were just, you know, were just absolutely awful and were on a list to be fixed, and they weren't fixed. And that was the problem with that, or perhaps things would have been differently there. All right, another one bites the dust. Boy, Spider-Man. Have you heard about Spider-Man? Well, Bono is backing this, you know, from the big Irish rock group U2. And when I was just in New York, they're playing up the opening of Spider-Man and how great it's going to be. Well, there was an actor who fell 30 feet when he was in character. And, you know, they're getting ready to release this big musical. And they've got nothing but problems with this. So 30 feet the guy fell. And he's out of the hospital. He was in intensive care. And he's been doing rehab now. And he's able to walk with a brace. But this performance, play, this musical, Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, is fallen into a pit of despair. It's a $65 million show. Do you know it's the most expensive show ever to be put on Broadway? They had to cancel a couple of preview performances, then reopen them. They have new security measures and whatnot, because this poor kid, Christopher Tierney, had a skull fracture and a cracked vertebrae after he fell back a couple of weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, or whatever it is. But boy, they've had a lot of problems with this Spider-Man deal. In fact, there was like a 60-minute piece that was done on it as to why, you know, what are the things that are going wrong with this, and putting on this could be just like the biggest flop you've ever seen. Why go for it? Why are you doing it? And he said he was excited about putting it on, and he was putting it all on the line. And I have to say, though, that there were people, when I was waiting for tickets, there were people that were talking about Spider-Man. So the buzz over it is definitely there. Will they recoup that $65 million? Because you either get the crowds or you don't, and at 100 pops, at, you know, $100 a ticket, maybe even a little bit more than that, boy, it better be good, because people aren't spending that kind of money to go see a show if it's not working.